Firefighters will continue their efforts this morning to try to clear a ring of vegetation around what is now a 3,800-acre brush fire started by fireworks in the foothills west of Calamesa. The so-called Palmer Fire has burned since Saturday when mandatory evacuations were ordered in the San Timoteo Badlands east of Moreno Valley between the 60 and the 10. Some evacuations were also ordered in areas of Redlands south of the 10. By 6:30 last night, the blaze was 35% contained at 3,800 acres, with firefighters focused on putting out scattered hotspots, and they're expecting to complete the fire line today. Residents ordered to evacuate were allowed back home yesterday, and roads that were closed were reopened. About 300 firefighters, assisted by two water-dropping helicopters and bulldozers, remained assigned to the blaze. The Palmer Fire was first reported around 1:30 Saturday afternoon, and at 50 acres was burning at a moderate rate, and then above average temperatures and westerly wind gusts blowing up to 35 miles per hour took the blaze off too fast to quickly to contain. Residents living on Live Oak Canyon Road between San Timoteo Canyon Road and the 10 in Redlands were ordered to evacuate about 2 hours after the fire was first reported. With 100 homes evacuated on the Riverside County side and 9 in Redlands, a total of 450 residents were affected at the peak of the blaze. There's no word on whether any structures were damaged by the Palmer Fire. No injuries were reported. Riverside County Fire Department investigators have determined that the fire was sparked by fireworks. The South Coast Air Quality Management District has issued a smoke advisory in effect through this morning for the San Jacinto Valley, the Paris Valley, and the Riverside Metro area.